Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Now, Knox Tax, it's called. Patrick Kinsler, Mirren Mar. Mirren, I'll go to you first. Will you tell us what the Knox Tax is? Nobody, I never heard of it before. What is it?
Afternoon, Joe. I'm not exactly sure myself what it is.
But it's a new tax that was introduced on January the 1st for cars that are imported into this country.
Sure, that's what it would appear to be. And I think it's got something to do with green emissions. But my experience of the process to write this moment is it just seems to be another charge on cars.
And it's a pretty hefty charge.
It's a pretty hefty charge. I had a little bit of a surprise. So a very quick whistle-stop tour of my situation. Brought a car in, booked it in for the VRT on the 8th of December.
Mm-hmm.
Went through the process. I was told the revenue would contact me with an amount, which the duly did on the 19th of December.
And this because you imported the car,
which is
not unusual, given apparently there were more cars imported into Ireland last year than there were sold from the forecourts of garages.
Yes.
So it's a big, big, big business. So what happened?
It's a big business. Yeah. And I tell you why I did, because I'm at the lower end of the market. So my car is only 3,000. So, and again, it feels to me a bit like a tax on the little man or low-income people as well. So that, but that's beside the point. So I got the figure for the VRT on the 19th of December, and it was in the region of €800. I couldn't complete the transaction because the offices were closed. Went back in January to complete the registration, and I was told that the amount was now 2,800.
It went up by 2,000 euro.
It went up by 2,000 euros.
Because of this new tax that was brought in. I know the petrol and diesel went up. Nobody happened to mention it. And it's interesting, a few weeks before an election, petrol and diesel have gone up. But this is a tax brought in on certain vehicles that are imported into the country. Is it vehicles over a certain age, Mirren?
I don't think it has anything to do with that. But the hub of the issue is exactly as you said. Nobody knew anything about it, or very few. Now, there was plenty of opportunity for the VRT NCT process to advise me as a customer that this was imminent and what the situation would be if I hadn't completed the transaction by the 31st of December. I think your caller, Gillian, last week fell foul of the system as well. But anyway, Joe, I have a little bit of good news to report on it, because I was so livid last week, and nothing like an angry voter to get stuff moving. I wrote to the minister, I wrote to a few, and Revenue have acted on it, and they have told me that anybody who's been caught in the process where the registration was not complete, the NOx charge will be waived for them.
It's called nitrogen oxygen, NOx emissions, a NOx tax, will be taxable beginning on the 1st of January 2020. The charge is applicable to all Category A vehicles, excluding electrics, but including hybrids. Is it just a way of supporting the Irish car sales industry?
You said it, Joe. I think there's a very strange thing going on in that when that charge goes on, any benefit that anybody may have experienced through importing a car is effectively
gone, lost.
Yeah. And it's for the people at the lower end of the market. So if I was able to afford a new Mercedes or a 2016 or anything above that, this wouldn't be troubling me.
Skoda predicts, I'm looking at trying to find headlines here. This was the beginning of January. Skoda predicts the NOx tax will drive new car sales recovery in 2020. So it's encouraged people to buy new cars, even though you mightn't be able to afford to buy a new car.
Well, you can't. It's the low-income people and the people who can't afford a 30,000, 40,000 car that are being nailed again. Yeah. And I would suspect that the SINI have had some lobbying input on this. But that's aside, Revenue has come back, and I'm very glad that they took up the issue so quickly and have phoned me. But there's a little sting in the tail. They phoned me this morning saying it was resolved. Turn up at the VRT centre and pay the amount. And I'm just driving away from the VRT centre it would appear the details have not appeared on the
on the website. Okay, and that was part of your argument, that you were caught in the, even though you had the car available and ready to be registered in December, because you say they were closed. Were they closed for an inordinate amount of time over Christmas?
Well, I drove to a couple of them, so I'm sure CCTV cameras have me driving aimlessly around at VRT centres over the Christmas with nothing else to do.
Okay, but they have said to you, if you were in the system before January 1, we won't. But the other background to this was the used imports last year topped 100,000 cars for the second year in a row. And the prediction was that the new NOx tax would add hundreds to the price of an imported car, especially older diesels. Yeah. But it's adding thousands.
Yeah, if you look at what mine was supposed to be, 8,000, and an increase of 2,000, that's in the region of about 300% of an increase in VRT.
No, it was supposed to be 800 and it went up to 2,800, didn't it?
2,800,
yeah. Okay, let me bring Patrick Kinsley in, 51551 on the NOx tax. Patrick, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Joe.
Did you know the NOx tax was coming in on January the 4th?
I didn't, Joe, not till I had bought my vehicle.
And tell us about your vehicle.
Well, I've been driving a Land Rover vehicle all my life. I work with forestry and I needed a kind of an off-road thing for, I work for the Department of Forestry for 40 years there. And I've retired now, so I wanted to buy another Land Rover. I used to drive in the high vehicle and my retirement vehicle. So the first thing I done, I looked up some, I couldn't find one in England. So I found one, or I couldn't find one in Ireland, I found one in England. Mm-hmm. First thing I did was went into the VRT office, asked the girl, could she give me an estimate what the VRT might be? And she said they're not allowed to give out that information to the public. But that if I went on the revenue VRT site, there's a calculator there and that'll tell me near enough exactly what it'll be.
Yeah, but does the calculator tell you how much the NOx tax will be?
No.
No, it's not about that job, but I went on the VRT calculator anyway and the calculator didn't work for me. I didn't get past the first question. It wasn't working for me. Because the first question was, what's the make? I said Land Rover. And the next question, what's the model? I said Defender. So there was no Defender under drop-down menu. So I rang Kilkenny then, to my local tax office. I asked a woman there, what would the story be? So I thought I'd pay the deposit on the Land Rover in England. And I wanted to get an estimate. She said, you can't. She said, you have to present it at our VRT vehicle registration centres to get it. But as before I buy it, I'd like to have some idea.
So give us the figures. What does this new NOx tax add to the price of your import?
Well, I got my vehicle VRT then on the 5th of December. They contacted me on the 17th revenue date with the bill. It was 8,532. That I told the girl that I wouldn't have that money offhand. I'd have most of it and I'd pay what I had and pay the rest as soon as I had it. And she said that revenue don't accept part payment. So I had to go in and get a loan. So that brought me, that was Christmas week, coming into Christmas week. Mm-hmm. So then they closed on Christmas Eve and they weren't open until the 2nd of November, of January. So I went down, on the 2nd of January, I rang Revenue Office again in Dublin. You have to ring through Dublin all the time as a central office to get any other office. So I rang Dublin. They gave me the price of 8,532. And I said, that can't change now when I'm on the way to the car lot to pay my my tax. She said, no, your deal is done. And I said, what about the new NOx tax? Someone told me it was new coming in on the 1st. She said, no, that won't affect you. Your deal is done. They can't put that on you. So I went into Carlow, gave him in the sheet from my test centre.
Yeah.
And she came back with the bill a few minutes later, it was 15,448.
And what happened to 8,532?
That had went, because I didn't pay it the next day, it had went up to 10,049. She said, if you don't pay on the day, it changes every day, it can go up on a daily basis.
But you see,
So it didn't matter if I had the money the next morning to go in. Anyway, it probably would have went up and I still wouldn't have had the money, you know. So the new had went up from 8,000, 8,500 to 10,049. And there was an overdue payment then of 551 because I couldn't pay over Christmas, so they fined me for not paying, and it was a late payment. And then the new NOx tax was 4,850. So that, wow. that brought wow. the tax up to 15,448. I thought there was no way of paying it over.
Yeah, it's hardly worth it. Much was the car?
My car, it was a Land Rover, it was a Land Rover Defender. I paid 29,500.
And you're going to pay 15.5 grand tax?
Yeah, just wow. over half of it in tax again.
Wow. No wonder they can all get free mobile phones and all every 12 months. Top end, if you're paying 15.5 grand tax on it on a car.
Well, I told her on the second I couldn't pay that.
Yeah,
I just couldn't pay it because she said if you don't pay it now, she said it'll go up again. So even if it went in on the third, it could have went up another 1,000. You know, there would have been another late payment. And
I'm also presuming that when you go in and if you pay your 29,000, that comes out of your after tax income. Which they can get up to 53% out of that. Then they want another 15.5 grand. I presume the Jeep is bouncing around Storm Brendan somewhere. It's not coming here, is it?
No, when I didn't pay Carla that day, she told me I had to remove it from the state that day.
From the state that day?
I had to head off that evening. We had a drive all night. I had back to the UK, yeah.
That's
she said that the revenue could seize it.
Get it out of the country.
Get out of country straight away.
Before midnight?
Well, that day, yeah.
Get out of Dodge before midnight. My God. Morgan, yeah, stay there. Patrick. But Morgan, okay. Morgan, good afternoon. The Knox tax.
Good afternoon, Joe.
Are you... This is simply a way of pretending to be into climate change, but really getting rid of imported cars, isn't it?
Absolutely. Like, I suppose I would describe myself maybe and others, like, I would humbly say I'm a bottom feeder, okay? Mm. We can't all go out and buy brand new vehicles that are low-offending vehicles, okay? And basically what my business, last year, I would have been selling vehicles that I would have been bringing in from the UK that were in around 10 or 12
years
old. It's
a big business,
okay?
I know that, I understand that, yeah.
And so we look after a lot of farmers and they look after a lot of me. And through the course of what I'm doing, I suppose, they're providing me with a living. And also, I'm paying a lot of revenue, a lot of VAT, a lot of duty. And I suppose the revenue are getting a few quid out of me as well. That's the way I see it. So this Knox charge comes in the budget just overnight. And I'll just give you an example. My typical Jeep that I would bring in from the UK averages out, I would sell a vehicle between 7,500 and 9,000 euros, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's from the time I purchase the vehicle to the time I pay for transport to the time I bring it over to Ireland, present it for VRT, pay the VRT on that vehicle. And I should highlight that the typical VRT on these particular vehicles would have been in around 1,000 euros, okay?
Okay.
And this particular vehicle that I would bring on a regular occasion, it was feasible for me to do this and pitch the vehicle between 7,500 and 9,000 euros.
Okay.
That vehicle today, if I bring that vehicle in, it incurs the charge of 4,850 euros.
Wow.
Okay? So I just cannot do this ever again because of the Knox charge.
Are you going to be put out of business, Morgan?
Absolutely. Like, well, I'll put it this way. As I said to one of your colleagues a few minutes ago, last year I had a business plan. This year, I don't. I don't know what I'm going to do, like, because this forms a very, very big part of my business. It's took me nearly 10 years to grow my business into what it is. And in the matter of 6 to 8 weeks, revenue have absolutely destroyed me with this Knox charge. Absolutely destroyed me. I had 4 Jeeps in January here that I had brought in the last month of December. 3 of those Jeeps are sold in the first run-up of this month, which proves the point that we have customers who, lots of our farmers here, they can't justify spending 30, 40 or 50,000 euros for a vehicle to pull a trailer to bring cattle to a mart, you know, that's going to be used a couple of times.
And the other thing is, for a vehicle, obviously, and that's the reason why there are imports, for a vehicle that in other parts of the EU costs much, much less. Because the tax in other car tax in other countries is much less, like every other tax, than it is here.
Yeah. Furthermore, just to give you an idea of the charge or the way the charge is calculated, okay? So Knox charge, every car since July 08, basically emissions became the thing that we were kind of fixated on, grams per kilometre, okay? And I'll just give you an example of, let's say, a low-offending vehicle, or what the government would like to think would be a happy vehicle, probably would be anywhere between the 80s, 90s or 100 grams per kilometre. That's probably, you know, a realistic value. However, commercial vehicles, it's just absolutely impossible to have a commercial vehicle with a low NOx charge on it. Okay, so commercial vehicles will all come in around anywhere from 200 to maybe 250 to 280 grams per kilometre. Okay, Now, it should be noted that the NOx charge does not apply to what would we call N1 commercial vehicles, but it does apply to any vehicle which is basically what's called an M1 or a Grade A vehicle, which what most of your people would know it as is a car. But there is also a derivative of that car that we would call a crew cab, which is a vehicle that farmers would use that can carry
the American pickup truck, really. That's
exactly
the best description.
Yeah.
And you're saying the NOx tax would kick in there as well if you bring one in.
Well, the NOx tax, it won't kick in what looks like a pickup because its derivative is what's called a BE bodywork code. But what it will affect is any vehicle whose passengers and cargo shall share the same ceiling. So what would look like a fully enclosed vehicle, okay, with seats in it, we were potentially able to buy those vehicles in the UK. We were able to bring them in and pay VRT as a car, Grade A vehicles. We were then able to reclassify them as commercial vehicles, which would give them a cheaper category of tax, which meant they were eligible to use for commercial use. Mm-hmm. They could safely carry 5 people, fully restrained, seatbelts, certified, you know, in a safe manner. Yeah. And we could provide a vehicle to our customer for under €10,000, you know. And I can't do that this year. So my farmer is left with a choice. And I know I keep saying the farmer, but to be fair, like most of what goes around in the Midlands, like we're not in bigger parts of the country, like where, you know, maybe there's a more thriving economy, like through bigger businesses. But like definitely here in the Midlands, like we really depend on farmers.
Okay. And Morgan, do you know if the NOx tax, does it exist in other countries?
No, I'm not aware of it in any other country, this charge, neither VRT nor NOx charge. Like, you know, it's absolutely ridiculous. And furthermore, you know, like, I'm never enthused about anything like this that's introduced, but like, okay, we all have to pay our way. Yeah. But I mean, this was just passed in the budget in November in 2018, and it's just like, deal with it. And I've listened to your other customers there this morning. I was in the very same situation where I had an appointment with the VRT with my last vehicle that I bought in December. Now, I was fortunate. I'm in the trade and I'm paying attention to all these things. So I was slightly forearmed because I was aware this was coming. But I had 4 or 5 weeks to sort this out because, as far as I know, I think the 19th of December was the last day that they were taking appointments for people. And typically it can take anything up to 10 days. As far as I'm aware, they were legally obliged.
But in fairness, where these cars air polluter, every car is an air polluter apart from an electric car, then you factor in how the electric car was made. But Morgan, where are those cars air polluters? Is that the problem?
Well, you see, the thing about it is, though, you have to bear in mind, like, if you go back to, I know, maybe I shouldn't name dealer, but we'll just say, I won't name dealer. There was a manufacturer, a car manufacturer, I'm sure everybody knows there was a scandal about emissions and cheating emissions, It has been proven there is what they call cheat devices fitted in almost every vehicle. And every vehicle, even modern vehicles that have what they call modern DPFs, which is a diesel particulate system, which is supposed to kill emissions, all those vehicles actually, only for demonstration purposes, when they're actually tested to get what they call their COC, their certificate of conformity, to see what their tolerance is, the devices and the ECUs and the brains that are on those vehicles set up a low parameter on the car to make it very appealing or very low for calibration purposes. So basically, when they're getting the CO on that vehicle works in a very, very low configuration. It provides a very clean CO analysis. So basically, it gets graded maybe on the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, or the 90s. But if we could fit the same software to these modern vehicles, we could pass a test and we could pretend these are cleaner vehicles. But in actual fact, every diesel vehicle that's on the road today is equally as pollutant. You know, but it's just that they've got the hardware and the software on them to make them appealing for a test. But when they're actually on the road, the best way I can describe it is it's like somebody who has a wheelie bin at their back door and they're very sensible about putting all the rubbish in the bin. And when they go for a long drive, they throw everything out the window when they go on motorway. And that's the way DPF works. It needs a long drive to do what they call a regeneration process. And that's where it burns off. Mm. Supposedly these noxious gases.
So why?
And it still produces.
Okay, but the problem is, in today's atmosphere, you can't argue against noxious gases, even the mention of it.
Yeah, 100% you can't. But the thing about it is, like that, I would say, we have to be also realistic as well. like, but, okay, but, so, agriculture is a very big thing here. Yeah. I know I'm kind of probably stopping here, but agriculture is a very big thing here. And no matter what we do, okay, no electrics will ever replace the ballast, let's say the weight of these vehicles that are used for commercial purposes, okay? And I'm not saying let every car on the road be diesel and big guzzlers or whatever, but I'm saying be realistic, you know?
But is it, but Morgan, then why do you say, when I put that phrase here earlier, this is a way of hitting import sales, cars being imported. Why do you say that so categorically when the government would say, oh no, it was about the pollution, it was nothing to do with
tax. I think to be honest with you, it's just the way this country is. It's do-gooders, you know, like it's easy to sit up there, you know. I haven't got a company car, or I'm not being driven around like in a high-end Mercedes. I'd love to know, like, and it is a question that I'd love maybe you to put to all the members of parliament in this country. I'd love to know what vehicles they're driving, you know. I'd love to know how low offending their vehicles are, and I'd love to know what measures they do. Are they cycling to work? You know, are they driving electric vehicles or whatever? I'm sure there's quite a good few executive cars in this country that are very high offending vehicles, you know. I'm sure they're not.
But you're adamant, I take that point, but I don't know where to get you. But you're adamant that this new tax, which has sent the tax on your imported Jeep from a grand to just under five grand, fivefold increase. You're adamant it is a way of trying to stop the massive imports.
I think it was the cleverest way, like, of not telling England we're stopping English imports. You know, I think this is just the cleverest way. Like, how best to make something impossible, just make it expensive, you know? And just to give you a brief rundown, if you want to remember, the way it's calculated, from 0 to 60, €5 per gram. That's how it's calculated, okay? Yeah. Then from 60 to 80 is €15 per gram, okay? Mm-hmm. Then the remaining grams from 80 above is calculated at €25 per gram. But revenue being such nice people have capped it at 4,850. So if you get a vehicle that's 280 grams, if you do the maths on it, if your figure exceeds €4,850, that's the maximum you have to pay. Now, it is capped on petrol vehicles at €600. No matter how offensive they are, it's €600.
But it's mainly diesel that's going to get it in the next.
It's mainly diesels, yeah.
Even though we were told not too long ago to buy diesel cars. But anyway.
Exactly.
Okay, Morgan, I'm going to leave it at that for the time being. There's lots of calls on this NOx tax, mainly because people didn't know about it, and too, because people think it's unfair and they want to know what other countries does it apply. Morgan Marr, Patrick Kinsler, Mirren Marr, 51551. Tony McKeown, this new tax, it's called the NOx tax. It came in on the 1st of January. It's ostensibly introduced for the older the vehicle, especially a diesel vehicle, the higher this tax that if you're importing it, as well as the VRT, this is an extra tax. Now, Tony McKeown, tell us what happened to you briefly.
Yeah, briefly, Joe, I went up the north, bought a car. Before I bought it, as I was buying, I did the VRT calculation of €1,500. Came back down, made a date for the VRT on the 13th of December. The only date available to me was on the 2nd of January. And on the 4th of January, I checked the VRT tax and it's gone up to 2,766.
Wow.
So, yeah, and that's a 1.6 hybrid car. It's a low emissions car. You know,
this VRT went from 150 to 2,700.
Yeah.
Because of this so-called NOx tax, even though it's a hybrid vehicle.
100%, yeah. So, I mean, if anything, the government should be lowering VRT rates for hybrid vehicles because they're carbon efficient. You know, so.
So what do you think it is, a Greta Thunberg tax or it is a Pascal Donohue tax?
It's 100% the government shaft and the guys like us that decided to go up the north and get a bit of a deal on the car. And then we bring it back down, we're getting shafted because, as I said, as the other caller was saying, it's just a tax of the government to get money out. That's it. Simple as.
Okay. You know? 150 quid to 2,700 since the first
January. 1,500 to 2,700.
1,500 to 2,700. Yeah. Sorry, yeah. 1,500. That's a typo there. 1,500.
So I'm waiting for an appeal. There's an appeal in. I'm waiting to hear back from Revenue about the appeal, but I don't know how long that's going to take.
Yeah. Okay, thanks indeed, Tony McKeown. 1,500 to 2,700 in the new regime since the 1st of January and imported. That's just one example. Other examples are much higher. Thanks indeed. 51551.
Joe Duffy. Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Knocks, knocks, who's there? Pascal Donoghue from the 1st of January. If you're importing a car, which a lot of people do, it's the only way of affording a car, in fairness to them, to a lot of people. If you're importing a car, as of the 1st of January, this new Knox tax will double, in most cases, the VRT, which was already high. Pat Kirwan, what happened in your case? An example, a BMW 318 2010 Reg, what happened?
Well, Joe, I brought in my car on the 15th of December. I went on online to book the VRT appointment the day before I traveled over to the UK to get it. And I couldn't actually get an appointment in Waterford office until early January.
Okay, well, how much did the new Knox tax? How much was the VRT?
VRT was 1,200.
How much was the Knox?
2,000.
Oh, wow.
So it was a total of 3,200 for the car itself to clear it. But as part of the deal, Joe, with the person who was buying the car, was a family member who had the car over.
Okay.
And she had a 2003 Audi A4 convertible, which was a nice car. But it's a 15-year-old car, so I was buying that offer as well. And I looked up the VRT on that. Now, that's not actually on the system, Joe, that car. So the next nearest one to me was €680 for the VRT.
A Knox?
No, just a VRT.
Now, how much was the Knox?
€3,400.
Wow, okay. So that is a new tax hitting especially people at the lower income levels. Okay, thanks indeed, Pat. 51551 continues, as does Joe at RT.ie. Fergus Sweeney, producer Ray Darcy's next.